Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rocks cracking. And once again, you got Doc Holliday on Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. Glad you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And happy Memorial Day. This is a weekend we've been celebrating. And today, those of you listening to us on Monday, this is the time that we do honor those who have fought for us, those who have served, especially those who gave it all, gave their lives for this country. And as one who had seven uncles on one side of my family fighting in World War II, three on my mother's side, and one of them didn't make it home, and died for our country. And so that we can have the freedoms we have now. That's, every family has personal stories, and it's a time to tell those stories and a time to remember those who have served our country, especially those who have died for our country. So we want to take a moment to honor those, everyone who has served. Now, as far as today's show, this week's show, Spygate. Is that checkmate? What does that mean? Spygate? Checkmate? Listen, we have got some things to talk about. We've got some good clips coming up to help us sort out the situation. We haven't spent a lot of time on between the Mueller investigation and what has happened, because you hear so much about it. It's a very complex story, and it's so hard, excuse the pun, being a dentist. I've talked about that on the show before, but I heard one of the Republicans saying it was like pulling teeth to get information out of the Department of Justice when it comes to trying to figure out when they started putting surveilling the Trump team, campaign team, and trying to find these things out. Well, last week we found out they did have a meeting and included Democrats, but we'll be talking about that. Before we get into Spygate, checkmate, what about North Korea? Well, President Trump canceled the summit. Didn't like the vibes he's getting from North Korea, and they were blaming Vice President Pence, calling him an idiot. And they weren't showing up to help set up the meetings, and I guess they were just being North Korean, thought they'd get by with it. But Trump cut them off, said, "Hey, I don't need this." They were like, "Oh, you won't get the Nobel Peace Prize." Trump doesn't care about that. He cares about the American people and protecting the American people. We'll see. We'll see if there is a summit. Hopefully there will be. But as of the recording of this show for this week, there was no summit on the schedule. Trump had canceled that. And I think it's important to understand that Trump, as much as people love to hate him, especially the mainstream media, and all the Democrats were quick to just saying Trump had been trumped by the North Koreans and when Trump called off the summit. But you remember how they decried all the Republicans when Obama's trying to get the Iran deal that he made with Iran, when they said, "Well, we got one president, one person, the State Department should conduct foreign policy," but they sure do jump in on Donald Trump, don't they? The Democrats, that is. But we'll have to wait and see on that. We will have to wait and see. But North Korea needs a deal. I mean, it's going to be in their interests. I think they will come around. I think they will. But I think Donald Trump and his way of negotiating, there may be some more screws to turn as far as the economic sanctions and make it rougher and rougher on North Korea. And we'll just see. That's time will tell. That's all we can say right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But I do take my hat off to President Trump for not getting all caught up in glory of a Nobel Peace Prize, possibly. But he's doing what's best for the American people and not playing footsies with North Korea. And so hopefully we'll see some progress in this area. We'll just have to wait and see. But let's get to Spygate. Now, isn't that a name? Trump, you remember he had Lying Ted, Low Energy Jeb, in a campaign for the Republican nomination. And he threw out names, and the Crooked Hillary went on to that. But he'll pinpoint these like a marketing person. And they've worked. And it's the mainstream media think it's horrible. But now, you remember he used Little Rocket Man. But now he termed this Spygate. Sounds a lot like Watergate. But Donald Trump, if there was a spy, and it's proven there's a spy, and some people suggest maybe more than one, then if the American people started to side with Donald Trump because he was being spied on, even though the mainstream media won't cover all this, even though the mainstream media will try their best not to let it help Trump, but if he was spied on, that changes a lot. And it could be checkmate for Donald Trump and the White House to say Mueller and his whole investigation is out of line because it should have never started in the first place. It could be checkmate time if the American people get behind the truth. If it's shown that there was a spy for the United States government spying against a presidential party, not just a presidential candidate, but an entire Republican nominee. So it's very serious. How serious? Well, listen to this clip from Sean Hannity's show. Excuse me, I hit the wrong button. That was the theme from 007, James Bond. So, we let it go ahead and play because it gets us ready for what Sean Hannity is talking about and about spying, but not spying on other countries, but our intelligence services spying on Americans. The CIA is not supposed to be doing that, I know. So let's see what Sean Hannity, what he's fired up about.
All right, major developments again tonight on the deep state spying on the Trump campaign. James Clapper, Barack Obama's former director of national intelligence, is actually today saying it was a good thing that the Trump campaign had a spy for the FBI in their campaign during an election? I can't believe it. Watch it.
They may have had someone who was talking to them in the campaign. But, you know, the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, where was the spy in the Hillary campaign where she did pay for Russian lies? Clapper's so pompous, so arrogant, this is so illegal, he's actually bragging about surveilling an opposition party during a presidential election year. If that's the case, this is not America. We don't have a constitution. This is something you'd expect from the former Soviet Union, Venezuela. Then again, you got Clapper's buddy, John Brennan, who's also up to his eyeballs in this scandal, probably knows a lot about it since, remember, he's the guy that voted for a communist for president. Last night, we had the great one, Mark Levin, reacting to all of this. His analysis, dead spot on. Take a look.
We have a cabal of FBI agents who took it upon themselves to investigate a candidate and his campaign. And then we have, of course, actual spies, one or more, in the Trump campaign. What the hell is this? The Soviet Union, Venezuela? It's the United States of America. I want to know what Brennan did. I want to know what Clapper did. I want to know what Comey did. Not because I'm going to punish them. You'll make determinations about
Susan
this.
Susan Rice.
But something is terribly wrong. We need to fix this. We cannot have another election where the federal government, our United States government, is interfering with an election.
The great one's right. We've been right. Everyone on this program has been right. We need to fix it because this is about the Constitution of the United States, and it's literally hanging in the balance at this hour. You have unelected deep state actors shredding our Fourth Amendment rights, your right to privacy, protection against unreasonable search and seizure. This is, as I've been telling you, one of the darkest chapters in American history. The Trump campaign is targeted because people like Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and others, they think that they knew better than you did, the American people, about who should be the president. They've weaponized the powerful tools of intelligence, turned it on us, and they are now politicizing differences, political differences. And by the way, Clapper, since you're so concerned about Russian influence in the election, did you have a spy in the Clinton campaign? Now, we know for a fact her campaign was colluding, had a foreign agent, Christopher Steele, paying for Russian lies and propaganda to lie to the American people.
I hate to interrupt Sean Hannity, but I just got to jump in and go, is that, that is so true. Where do you hear anybody on the mainstream media saying where if the spy was there to help Donald Trump? And on The View, I think Ms. Bayer, she said, well, Trump should have been glad he had someone watching over him and helping him. Helping him. They're spying on a campaign to do everything to keep him from becoming president of the United States. And the liberals, the far left, this, they want to say, you know, oh, we're just spying on him to help the campaign, to keep him away from Russian influence. Oh, I get it. So, and then Sean Hannity saying, if that's so true, then why don't you have a spy on the Clinton campaign? Why aren't we digging in all the dirt when we talk about, oh, well, Donald Trump Jr., maybe he spoke to Saudi Arabia, maybe he spoke to this country. Well, tell me how many people in the Clinton campaign spoke to someone outside the United States? We know they were paid for the Trump dossier. They talked to a British ex-spy, foreign person, somebody outside of America. Not only talked, they spent millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. For a foreign influence. Yeah. Oh, wow. So why didn't they protect the Hillary Clinton team? Oh, they may have been on her team, pulling for her team. The Obama administration officials of the intelligence community may have been in favor of Hillary Clinton winning the election. Do you think so? Well, we'll just have to see. Okay, let's let Sean Hannity finish up what he has to say.
And Clinton and the DNC, remember, they paid over, what, $12 million for the Russian dossier full of Russian lies. Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where are the spies? Of course, there weren't any. Instead of investigating it, well, they used former spy Christopher Steele, who they fired, as a trusted source. And they used false, completely unverified, never corroborated, a dossier he put together to get a warrant and then spy on the Trump campaign, never tell the judges she paid for it. And in the process, lying to FISA court judges on four separate occasions, never revealing Hillary paid for all this. This is the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal we have seen in the history of this country.
When I first heard Sean Hannity say this is the biggest abuse of power in the history of our country, it was hard for me to agree, to really get my perspective. But as we see what's going on, and we're going to play some more clips on the second half of the show to help you better understand what this really is going on. And it happened here in America against a candidate not only for president, but he was the nominee of that major party. And he was spied on by our own intelligence services. That's what it seems to be. We're going to show you that. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. You can go to my website, www.docholliday. Holliday with two L's in it. But it's docholliday.org. There you can order a book, one of our latest books about the state of Israel. It gives you up-to-date information about the nation of Israel. And I got a chapter in that book. Would love for you to pick that book up. You can order it right there on my website, www.docholliday.org. Now, we're getting ready for the second half of the show. First, I want you to take a listen to a little music, and then we're going to play some clips for you. Well, I had to play that little tune from Mission Impossible because we're talking about spies and Spygate. Well, that's what President Trump called it. Let's listen to what President Trump had to say himself about it.
First tonight, though, President Trump going after the Russia collusion investigation again. He says the FBI has been caught in a major scandal, potentially one of the biggest political uproars in history, according to the president. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off this evening from the North Lawn. Good evening, John.
Brett, good evening to you. His critics say President Trump is overstating the case when he claims that his campaign may have been spied on. But that's not even slowing the president, who is on a fast boil about what he says could be a huge political scandal. Leaving the White House today, President Trump let fly on what he is now calling Spygate.
It looks like a very serious event, but we'll find out. When they look at the documents, I think people are going to see a lot of bad things happen. I hope it's not so. Because if it is, there's never been anything like it in the history of our country.
President Trump claims the FBI may have been spying on his campaign after a confidential informant had contact and meetings with three Trump campaign officials, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and Sam Clovis. In a meeting Monday, President Trump told Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray to work out how they could get documents related to the informant and the FISA request to surveil Page to congressional investigators.
We now call it Spygate. You're calling it Spygate. A lot of bad things have happened. I want them all to get together. They'll sit in a room. Hopefully, they'll be able to work it out among themselves.
At that meeting tomorrow, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, Government Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy, Ed O'Callaghan from the Department of Justice, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats. No Democrats invited. The Senate Minority Leader today insisted Congressman Nunes is trying to interfere with the Russia investigation and put the blame for that squarely on Paul Ryan's shoulders.
Speaker Ryan is allowing this to happen, it will forever be a blot on his record. He can't be so afraid of the hard right and the president that he would allow this kind of banana republic behavior to go forward.
Congressman Gowdy today said it's okay with him if Democrats attend.
I don't care who comes. I'm not in control of the invite list. If you're going to show up with an open mind and closed lips. In other words, don't leak like a sieve when we get through with the meeting.
The accusations of Spygate exploded as President Trump was on his way to Long Island in a law enforcement roundtable on the murderous gang MS-13.
Of course, that was Brett Baer from Fox News. And well, when Donald Trump came out and said Spygate and is picked up, and we're talking about Spygate, and that is a marketing term. Can he undermine Mueller's investigation by just getting American people to say, hey, he's spied on? And like I said, Spygate, does that equal checkmate? Well, it won't be in the short term, time will tell. But it's very, very concerning to American people everywhere if they think that it was true that Donald Trump was spied on, his campaign was spied on. It makes him look like, hey, all this abuse has been thrown at him, and he is not only innocent, but he was spied on, and the whole thing could be a setup. So that's the whole term, Spygate, I believe it's picking up some momentum with the American people, and we'll have to wait and see. But that's why Donald Trump coined that term, Spygate, but he didn't just say it out of thin air. It was placed out there by people who actually were spying on the Trump campaign on the payroll of the CIA. Let's see what Dan Bongio had to say about this.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Speaking of bad blood, John Brennan, who used to run the CIA, he sent out an ominous tweet yesterday after it was announced that the Department of Justice would look into whether or not the Obama administration did anything inappropriate. And it says this: Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan, if Mr. Trump continues along this disastrous path, you will bear major responsibility for the harm done to our democracy. You do a great disservice to our nation and the Republican Party if you continue to enable Mr. Trump's self-serving actions. So the question to you, Dan Bongino, why is John Brennan talking like that?
John Brennan's panicking, Steve. John Brennan has disgraced himself. He's disgraced the country. He's disgraced the intelligence community. He is the one man largely responsible for the destruction of Americans' faith in the intelligence community and in some people at the top of the FBI. Steve, Brennan started this entire debacle with Trump. We now know that Brennan had pretty detailed knowledge of the dossier. I'll walk you through this real slow. Okay. He knows about the dossier. He denies knowledge of the dossier. He briefs the Gang of Eight up in the Hill about the dossier, which they then use to demand the FBI start an investigation into Trump. It is that simple. This guy is the genesis of this whole debacle.
Well, who told him to do
Obama
it? Who told him to start it?
We think, based on some of my investigation and for the book we're putting together on this, that he just didn't like Donald Trump, but got information through unofficial channels, through people who were involved with British intelligence. They were basically using unofficial channels, Steve, to launder information like you would launder money. Because if they put it through official channels, something would have happened. You know what that one thing is? They would have had to verify the information before they used it, and they didn't want to because this was a political hit job. This was not an intelligence investigation.
I noticed that Ben Rhodes has gone silent. A lot of the people that was doing so much talking a year ago, they're questioning about stuff, they've seemed to have gone quiet. John Brennan sounds like a $3 pundit, just somebody just ranting and raving as if we're getting closer and closer to hitting a nerve. Who are the people that would know if John Brennan was doing this? Would Clapper be one to know? Would Comey be one to know? Would the president be, President Obama be one to know that this was going on?
I believe John Carlin at DOJ, Jim Clapper. I believe Loretta Lynch had detailed knowledge. Of course, Comey knew what was going on in this. There was a very small working group of people who were involved in this political hit job on Donald Trump. But at this point, here's the problem, Brian. The reason Brennan's panicking and a lot of others have gone silent is right. They're not just worried about reputational harm. Brennan's disgraced himself. He knows history's not going to be kind to him. They're worried about staying out of jail. There were criminal leaks here, felonious criminal leaks of information. Dan, someone was responsible.
That was Dan Bongio on Fox and Friends. And I tell you, did he not just lay out? And that's exactly, I think, President Trump probably listened to some of what he had to say. And he laid it out there and just laid out on the line the way it threatens democracy, threatens the Constitution if this is allowed to happen. Now, all these Democrats are not upset, who seem to be not upset at all that Trump was spied on, and where Clapper, we heard it on the Hannity clip, where Clapper himself said, well, Trump shouldn't be worried. He ought to be glad we were watching the Russians on him. Well, if that is so true, then when we set up for 2020 and let Donald Trump say we're going to do some spying on the opposition Democrats and who their nominee is, we're going to be setting that up now just like it was set up against me in the 2016 election. How would the Democrats feel about that? Would they say, well, go right ahead? We're just, go right ahead. And do you think that would be the way the Democrats would act? Do you think they would say, hey, no, you can't do that? Well, if what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Well, I think that's one tactic Republicans ought to say. If you don't, if you feel like it's okay to spy on the Trump campaign, then we're going to set it up to let the Republican administration in charge help spy on the Democrats in 2020. And see if they don't get upset. Wow, there's so much that we've covered, and we haven't even got to the tip of the iceberg on what people were finding out. And we'll just continue to watch over it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And this Spygate could be a checkmate against the leftists who have run this whole thing. We need more information. We need more transparency. That's, as Doc Holliday, what I'd say, more transparency. We've got to get Donald Trump, President Trump, to declassify a lot so that we can know what's going on. It doesn't need to drag out through the midterm elections. We need to know answers now, and the American people deserve it. So that's what I have to say. That's this week's show. Next week, we're going to be digging in because we'll be starting the month of June and primaries are moving on. We'll get back talking about the midterms. And just listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, where you will hear things you won't hear anywhere else. So thanks for listening. Tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and we will see you next week in the month of June.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.